This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. New York City, for all of its charms, has some issues, shall we say. It's crowded. It's loud. It's dirty. And that's even before we get to how the biggest city in this economy handles its trash. Last month, the city of New York did release a new plan to take trash off the streets, literally, and put it into, you know, trash containers. But it seems even that basic step is going to bring some new complications. Larry Buchanan reported on it for the New York Times the other day. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
For those perhaps unfamiliar who maybe never been to New York City on Trash Collection Day, what does it look like on Trash Day in New York?
Well, Trash Day happens all over the city all the time. So many places in the city get trash picked up three times a week, some two, and there are piles of trash, large piles of trash, large bags filled with recycling all over the city. And if you live here, it's something you just kind of live with and you at some point stop seeing.
Yeah. You know, I grew up not far from New York, and I remember seeing that when I was a kid. And here we are many, many decades later, and it's the same. And in point of fact, trash collection in New York City now is the same as it's been for like 100 years.
Yes, trash collection is almost exactly the same as it's been for a very, very, very long time in New York City. There's just no place to put stuff, and so you put it out on the street, and they form large piles in front of large apartment buildings, you know, that you really can't avoid.
Okay, look, New York City is one of the wonders of the modern world, right? It's got monuments of architecture. It's got monuments that are just monuments. It's got Central Park. It's got all of those things. It is a wonder. How is it possible you guys haven't figured out how to collect the trash yet?
It's a problem that the sanitation department is working on, you know, every single minute of every single day. There are 804,000 residences in New York City that get a trash truck that comes to them three or two times a week, which is kind of an insane feat. And the trash is picked up like piece by piece by hand by two people in the back of a truck. And the city has a plan now to kind of do this hybrid model where they're going to try to force kind of smaller buildings to use these wheeled bins that are in use, you know, all across the country and all across the world. And these kind of larger on-street containers that will be kind of dedicated to buildings that a super can kind of use to put their trash in. But the trade-offs between that is that the, you know, bins will have to go in the street and that will take up street parking. And people are kind of always upset when we have to make these kinds of trade-offs.
You know, but other cities, forget like just in the United States, but like the whole rest of the world has figured out how to containerize its trash. Where did New York City like miss the turnoff?
There are a couple bits in New York City's history, particularly starting in 1811 when we...
I'm sorry, 1811?
1811. We're going to go all the way back to 1811, where a couple of guys laid out the city's grid, and they provided for no service alleys, you know, that cities like Philadelphia or D.C. or Chicago have, where we can neatly tuck trash behind buildings. And then as we kind of move further forward in time in 1950, the city kind of legalized overnight street parking, and so cars line the streets, and it's hard to take that space back. And then in 1968, there was a big trash workers strike, and we actually did have to put your trash in a container up until 1968. But there was a strike, and the plastics industry came in with this new invention, the plastic bag. They dropped a couple hundred thousand of them on the city for free, looking for a place to kind of market this new thing. And sanitation workers loved them because they weren't loud and they were easier to pick up and they were easier to sling into the back of a trash truck. And residents kind of loved them too because they weren't, again, they weren't loud. You weren't banging around these old Oscar the Grouch metal trash cans anymore. And so since 1968, we've kind of been addicted to the plastic bag.
There is a plan, as you mentioned, that it's going to be containerized or however you're going to do it, depending on where you live and what kind of building you're in. The question, I guess, is how do the people of New York City feel about this? Because I imagine y'all are just kind of, I'm assuming you are a New Yorker.
Yes.
You're all just used to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, people are kind of, they're skeptical in some sense, but also, you know, they have a pilot program of this going on in West Harlem right now, and we spent some time up in West Harlem, and when we were walking down the street, actually, we talked to a guy who was standing outside of his house, and he said, "What do you think of these, you know, on-street containers?" And he said, "Look, I got to give props to the rat lady on this one. It's really, it's really reduced the rats, and that's a big, big, big problem in New York, and, you know, we'll see what happens."
We should point out that New York City now actually has a woman who is the rat commissioner, right? I mean, that's like her job.
Yeah, rat czar. Yes, I think it's a rat czar is the term.
One imagines if you clean up the trash, you will have fewer rats. Larry Buchanan at the New York Times. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much.